Hi everybody, welcome to Amazing You. I am your host. My name is Dr. Rani Thanakodi. I am a certified clinical hypnotherapist using rapid transformational therapy method. I am a life and relationship coach, breathwork coach, astrologer, tarot reader, and life force compassion practitioner. So as we are at the very beginning of the new year, 2023, and this is the first talk of the year, I would like to wish each one of you a very happy and prosperous new year, where you become the greatest version of yourself and that you discover all your gifts and talents in this year. I have a very special message for you. On whatever issue that you are facing, this will help you on your journey to have a better relationship with yourself and with others. And this gift, it is such a special gift that we have ignored it for a very long time. We are all so consumed with everything that is going on outside of us, the environment, the events, the people, that we forgot about this gift and we disconnect with the ourselves. So I want to talk to you today about this God-given gift that each one of you possess. It is the gift of listening. So when you develop this gift of listening, you are able to tap into yourself and your life will improve tremendously. So whether you today want to have a great relationship with your spouse, with your children, or you want to be a great leader, developing your listening ability is the greatest gift that you can give to yourself and to the people around you. Life circumstances and our life conditioning have caused us to shut down, have caused us to push down, to suppress that gift of listening. And the things around us, the people around us, the technology have caused us to listen more to the outside voices than to listen to our own inner voice. And we have ignored that inner voice. And nowadays, we listen to everything else except to our heart. So it's very important to listen to your heart because this will guide you. It is your compass to life. It will direct you and show you which direction to take in life. It will never lead you wrong, the wrong place. It will always direct you to the right place, to the right people, to the right event. And each one of you listening and watching, you have that inner GPS or compass inside of you. It's not only in cars or on your mobile, it is inside of you. And Louise Hay used to call it your inner ding. Other people have called it the inner voice or the gut feeling or the sixth sense or even the instinct, whatever you want to call it. It is here to guide you and to help you to make the right decision in all areas of your life. And whatever challenge you are facing today, always listen to your heart and you will find the answer. The great Persian philosopher Rumi said, "Do not dismiss the heart, even if it is filled with sorrow. God treasures are buried in broken hearts." So, to all of you today, listen to your inner voice. It is so important to listen to it because your inner voice will guide you to make the right and the best decision. And Marissa Peer says that when there is a battle between your logic and your heart, the heart will always win. And the very well-known philosopher, French philosopher, Blaise Pascal, he said also, le cœur a ses raisons que la raison ne connaît pas. So the heart knows things that the mind does not know and cannot understand. That's why listening to your heart, to your inner voice is so important. Because what you feel in your heart, it is always right. And Rumi also said that the very center of your heart is where life begins, the most beautiful place on earth. So most of you have learned to turn it off. You have learned to push it down, to turn off that ability, that listening ability. Why you have turned it down? Because you do not want to feel your feelings. You do not want to feel your emotions. And nowadays, most people, they do not think clearly. They do not feel. What they do is they just react to the environment around them. And so if you go inside and you sit down in silence and go in your heart space, you will find clarity and the solution will appear. The doubts and the confusion will vanish. So maybe you have experienced situations where your inner voice have told you not to do something, or that something is not right, or that somebody is not right. And when you did not listen, you made the wrong decisions, that you were sorry for yourself later. It is okay to make mistakes, but it is important to learn from those mistakes so that you do not repeat them in the future. I'm sure all of you have children around, so if you spend time around children, you will notice that they listen a lot. They listen because they cannot talk as an infant, but they listen because it is a way for them to understand what others, what the adults are saying, and for them to communicate. And I remember when my niece was little, between the age of 9 months to 4 years old, she would listen to every sound, every noise around her a lot. And she would tell me, Auntie, listen, there is an ambulance. Listen, the dog is barking. And that would help me, would make me stop whatever I am doing and realize that's true, she's correct. She could hear things even from a distance that I didn't hear, I didn't pay attention to, because I was so involved and consumed in my own tasks. And I was very surprised by her ability to listen. She was extremely good at listening. Not only she would listen to her environment, but she would listen to her body as well. And she knew that when the food that was put on the table, something was not good, she would not eat it. She would refuse it. She would listen to her heart and refuse to eat anything that is not good for her health. But what happened is, as we grow up, we lose that listening ability because we are so engrossed in the things of life. And also, sometimes our environment, our conditioning will tell us, don't listen to your heart, but think logically, think with your mind. And that is not always right. When we think with our mind, we can get even more confused. So today, as you are listening to me or watching this video, you might be facing a challenging time. Whether you are going through a divorce, whether you have to make a choice between two partners, whether you have to change jobs, move to another job, and you are stuck and you don't know how to move forward in your life. So I want to tell you today, each one of you, that you have the answers that you are seeking to your issue. Because what you are seeking is within you. It's nothing outside of you. You have the answer. What you need to do is only to tap into that infinite potential within you. And the way to find your answers is to listen to your heart. Listen to your inner voice, but also listen to your body. Your body will always communicate with you if something is wrong or if something is right. And if something or somebody is right, your body will tell you. You will feel excited, you will feel butterflies, you will feel joy, you will feel alive, you will feel happy, and you will be yourself and you will feel comfortable. If something is wrong, your body will tell you. You might experience physical sensations in your body, such as tummy pain, nausea, headache. So your body is always trying to communicate with you. And you can only hear it when you listen to your body. So many people I have met have told me that they knew that that person was, or that thing was not right for them at the beginning. They saw the red flags, but they didn't listen. They ignored the bodily reactions and they listened to their self-talk in their mind. And the outcome later was disappointing. It was failure. It was a lot of pain. So the book of life says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also, by Matthew 6:21. So what it means is that your heart holds all the treasures to help you to live this life and to take the right action. So when you are able to go into your heart space and listen to your body, you will discover your purpose and you will find clarity in every area of your life. And you will be able to go through life flowing easily and you will stop fighting with life. And the universe also will give you signs and send you messages. It can be from a billboard. It can be a message that you receive on your social media. So always listen to your inner voice and also to what the universe is trying to tell you. And you might think it's not easy. I would say, yes, it's not easy, but you can do it because I did it. You can do it too. And the more you develop that listening ability, the more you will find joy, the more you will live an abundant life and make the right decisions. You all have been programmed to think differently, to think with your head and to forget your heart. But it takes some practice, but you can do it. What you can do is every day, you can start to listen to your inner voice by just doing a short meditation. Or just sitting quietly for 5 minutes. Or if you cannot sit and meditate, or if you cannot do meditation, or cannot sit quietly, you can go outdoor for a walk and really enjoy the present moment. Enjoy the beauty of nature. And when you go for a walk, do yourself a favor, leave your mobile at home. Because if you bring your mobile, you will be checking your mobile and you will not be enjoying the moment. So when you go out, just go with nothing and just go and enjoy every moment, everything in nature. And it will help you to go in your heart center. And when you go out, really, really listen to the birds singing. Listen to the wind, to the sound of the winds. Listen to the ocean waves or listen to the water going down the river and just listen. And that will help you to develop your gift of listening to your own inner guidance, and that will lead you to live the greatest life and to make the right decisions. So to really take the time to connect with yourself, with your body, with nature, and enjoy every moment. Be in the moment, be in the present. And your body is a very important part of you, and it will always communicate and trying to tell you things. And the body will tell you things if you listen. It can, and if you push down your emotions and your feelings, your body will come out and tell you. It will come in the form of sicknesses to try to get your attention so that you address the situation. So take the time to spend time with yourself. It is important. So many people are scared to spend time with themselves because they are scared to find out what the body will tell them, what their heart will tell them. They just listen to the outside and they are frustrated and happy. So it's so important to listen to your inner voice, because your inner voice will always guide you to the best outcome for you. So I'll share with you the experience that I have with some clients. One client contacted me feeling very stressed, couldn't sleep for weeks. And the first time that he started to listen to the audio I gave him, he told me he slept much better for the first time in weeks. I had another client who came to me with the fear, with anxiety, and was waking up several times in the middle of the night. And as soon as she started listening to the audio I gave her for 5 minutes, and she found out she could sleep better, but also the next day, she stopped procrastinating and she was able to complete all her tasks throughout the day. And that made her feel much more happy. So just to show you just one thing that you can do just by taking that time for yourself, just listening to your heart, it will change your life. So go within and listen to your body, to your inner voice. This is vital and you can do it. So if you tell me you can't meditate, so just sit down. That's another thing you can do. Just sit down, breathe, and listen to your breathing. And just listen to your breathing, your inhaling, and your exhaling. And if you do that practice every day on a regular basis, you will hear that inner voice guiding you. So many people have told me that they can't meditate because they are not spiritual, they are not religious. So let me tell you today that you don't need to be spiritual or religious to meditate. Meditation is for yourself to find your inner guidance, to connect with your body, to connect with your heart, to connect with that inner compass within you. So please start to consider just sitting by yourself, because as you connect with that inner compass within you, that you have ignored for so long, it will awaken. You will be able to connect and to understand things and to make the right decisions. The reason I'm telling you this, because I have myself done this practice of listening. I started by listening to nature every day. For 2.5 years, I have done this. And the more I listened, the more I enjoyed nature and be in the moment, the more I could listen to what my heart was telling me and what my body was telling me. And I was able to make better decisions, to have better focus and clarity, and to also understand what my body needed, that I needed to take rest more often if I do, and to live a better life. So listening to yourself is great, I would say, but also, now you can start listening to others too. And that is vital because listening to others so that you understand and not to respond to them, because we've been so programmed to listen and to respond and to react to others that we do not listen to them carefully. So from now on, start to really listen to what people are telling you and understand. That is why we all have two ears and one mouth, because we are meant to listen more and talk less. Because when we are able to listen more, we improve all our relationships in our lives. And everybody that you meet, whether it's your spouse, your children, your neighbors, everyone, or whether it's yourself, everyone wants to feel understood. Become the best listener that you can be to your children, to your spouse, to your colleagues, to your neighbors, to strangers, to your subordinate, and you will see that these people will feel understood and will enjoy being in your company. Every week I talk to my coach, and the first few minutes of our meeting with him, he would really listen to me, and that makes me feel understood. Lot of people, they go to therapists, they go to counselors, they go to psychologists because at home, in their environment, they do not feel heard. At the therapist's office, at the counselor office, they feel heard and they feel understood. I had clients in telling me in my therapy session that they've never told things that they were telling me, and it was the first time that they were telling me this, and they have never told these things to people for the past 20, 50 years, 15 years. And when they are able to express themselves in the therapy session, they feel lighter, they feel relieved, and they even tell me that the burden has been lifted off their shoulders. So let me tell you that therapists, healers, counselors, psychologists, they do not heal you. They help you to heal yourself by giving you that opportunity to talk, and they listen to you. And they give you the opportunity also in the session to listen to what your body is telling you. So being heard is something most people do not get from their environment around them, because many cultures, children are seen but not heard. And whoever you are today, watching or listening to this talk, start to really listen to the people around you. And you will see a huge improvement in your relationships with them and your relationship with yourself and in your life. And all relationship issues are most of the time due to poor listening, lack of communication and understanding with each other. And this is what John Maxwell says: listen to people. Don't talk all the time. Don't jump in and interrupt people. Just listen. And if you want to feel understood, find somebody to listen to you. And when they are done, you'll just say basically, they understand me. That's a great relationship principle. So for this year, everybody, develop your listening skills by really listening to your inner voice and listen to your body and also to the people around you. And your life will change for the better. And I want to share with you that beautiful quote by Dr. Wayne Dyer, who said, "Do not die with your music still inside of you. Listen to your intuitive inner voice and find what passion stirs your soul." So if you want a hypnotherapy session, a tarot reading, astrology session, or compassion session, or even life and relationship coaching session, please feel free to contact me on the calendar link below for a free 30-minute call, or you can book on my website that will appear below. So thank you everyone for subscribing, listening, watching and sharing. We have great speakers coming with great messages for this year. So I wish you all to have a fabulous year 2023. And may you ignite the potential and the light within you this year. Lots of love to all of you. And see you soon. Bye.